Alright, so the first replay I've got is from a guy called Jumperer. And Jumperer has a little bit of history on Team Liquid. A month or so ago, maybe 2 months now, I ran a weekend Race Wars tournament where we had one player from each race in a group, and I had like 11 groups. So 11 Toss, Terran, and Zerg. And they each played in the group. And Jumperer was one of the members of the victorious Toss team. And he won a prize for having the top replay in that tournament, where he ravaged Fake Steve, and he sent in this one from his TSL game, so I'm pretty excited. He has a little bit of history, so this one hopefully is pretty good. He plays a unique kind of toss. So again, this is from Jumperer. Thanks for sending it in. I'm going to give you a little countdown. When I hit one, we'll press OK. So 3, 2, 1, OK. And we're off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jumper versus CX, and it looks like it's a game on Python. Jumper again is the Protoss player, he's down at 6, and CX is the Terran over at 9 o'clock. Yanis, you played any TSL ladder games?
Yes, I have. I've been quite tragic, actually. I was way worse than I thought I would be after, I don't know, a good 6-7 years, but I guess it's to be expected. However, my learning curve is pretty good now. But the biggest problem is not actually StarCraft itself and the strategies, is the maps. Everything is different with the maps. Like in my days, there would be none of this. Fast expand is a must. It would be more kind of micro over macro, and now the game has totally changed. However, in maps like Python that these players are playing now, it's a must to fast expand on most matchups.
Yeah, the one thing that can affect that is starting positions, and these guys are starting out pretty close. I spoke with Nazgul a couple days ago, and he said the exact same thing you did, is that the maps were going to be key for him if he was going to be successful. He's right now about in 60th, so he needs to make up about 500 points in the next couple days. But he said the same thing. It's that his skill isn't so bad, but the maps are so different that it requires a different style of play. We'll have to see if these close positions make a difference for Jumper and CX here.
I think players like me and Asgore would suffer for kind of the same problems for not playing StarCraft for so long. Like, my APM was actually always pretty high. I had like almost 300 and something APM, and now my APM is 200, which is by no means considered, you know, terrible, and I know what I'm doing in the game. However, it's just like, because I do not focus so much on economy like people playing the game now do, I find myself, you know, losing over time. Like, we would never expand as Zerg on a map like this, which is similar to Lost Temple in my days. But now it's a must, because the Protoss player is going to fast expand usually.
For sure. And you can see both players starting out pretty normal here. We've got a second depot before the factory from CX. He's making a little wall. Prevent Dragoons and Probes from coming in. Jumper scouted the wrong way, so he'll not get a look inside the Terran base until he gets Observers, or if he manages to break that wall. As for the Protoss player at the bottom, his core is just finishing up now, as the Terran starts his factory.
It's a pretty conservative start from the Protoss player, slightly unlucky with the scouting there on his probe. He scouted the right and the up position first, instead of going straight for the left one, his neighbor. However, he's going for a one gate Dragoons standard tech, and then probably be flexible and evolve from there. But we already see the Citadel of a Dune, so we know that he's going to go for a Dark Templar harass to begin with.
We'll see how this works out. He couldn't get a look inside the Terran base, and Terran has put down two factories. So, as all the talk we had about fast expanding, we have got this Terran player who has decided that he doesn't need to fast expand, he'll put down two factories. And, hey, I'm a fan. Anything that mixes up the gameplay is interesting to me, as the first machine shop goes down here. And the Citadel's just finishing up. The Templar Archive should be coming soon.
Yeah, we already see the probe ready to pop the Templar Archives. And oh, and he's... is he going to hide it in that pylon? He's hiding his Robo Bay at a fairly conspicuous place that tanks might see if they're pushing. However, it's well hidden for scans. And a second gateway is up.
And now, the Templar archive. So all indications of a Dark Templar drop so far. As for the Terran, he's started his first tank. He's got two machine shops, one of them in progress. No eBay and no Academy yet, so detection will be premium here. And also no range yet for the Protoss players, obviously, since he's getting the robotics and Templar and saving up for his 2DTs. So we'll have to see what he makes of this.
He's the turn player right now. Is massing up on tanks. Like, he's not pumping vultures. There's two tanks on the way, probably siege being researched, and three marines and a tank already out. So it's going to be tricky for the Protoss player to counter that, unless, you know, his DTs are in his base. So if he times the shuttle, which is building right now, and he takes the DTs out of the base, he's probably going to have to bring those back, because it's going to be tricky to defend with Dragoons. Unless we're going to see two Dragoons right after the Dark Templars. We already see the Terran push is started. He's out of his base, heading towards the down position in the map.
This is what we would call a quick Joyo push with the tanks, marines, and then the double vulture upgrade. So he's heading straight out. This is a strong early game push, especially on maps where people do fast expand. We see the two Dark Templars in the shuttle with a probe as well, and two more Dark Templars coming. The Terran player sees that there is no expansion, and Jumper is a little indecisive with his shuttle, but looks like he's going to go in and drop these Dark Templars right here, as the Terran player bursts right into the Protoss main. Protoss has two Dark Templars out, but he's got to deal with these mines. Meanwhile, inside the Terran base, there's two Dark Templars and absolutely no detection. There are four Vultures, though, and he's going to have to use those very wisely to try to kill these Dark Templars here.
He must have lost, like, five or six probes there, but I guess that's not as problematic as what's happening in the Terran base right now. It's some kind of pylon fest all around his factory. He's trapping in his Vultures, and all his SCVs are... have been their count has been lowered before he could pull them off to the expand, and now the DTs are pillaging his base, basically.
And Jumper showing the kind of finesse that won him the Race Wars replay, as he blocks in the Terran factories. Vultures are going to take 100 years to kill those pylons. Meanwhile, inside the Protoss base, oh, a nice mind drag by the Terran player kills two Dark Templars inside the Protoss base, but Jumper has quite a few minerals. His base is free from worry at the moment, and this poor, poor Terran player is trapped inside his own factories. Why isn't he just lifting those factories off? What's going on?
I think he might have panicked in the moment. Well, one of the factories is building vultures, the other one is not. He only has 52 minerals because of what's been going on. He has to mine from the expansion, and I think he's just kind of given up.
Oh, that's unfortunate for him. Had he just lifted that one factory, he would have released those vultures. But Jumper is showing some nice moves here. Pylon blocking two factories as well as a choke. And this Terran is quickly running his SCV away. I think from this point on, it's pretty safe to say who the winner is, eh?
It's some kind of nomadic tribe now, what's happening with the SCVs carrying minerals far off in the map. Like gypsy style SCVs trying to resettle down that command center that's flying, and I think it's fair to say that this game is over. And this was a pretty innovative play from the Protoss player, which involved a lot of mineral spending, however very effective for blocking any chances of coming back from that DT drop.
Okay, sounds good. Let's finish up this one. We'll head back into the lobby and I'll load up the second game.